Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as the Panther volleyball team taking on a couple conference opponents after the weekend. And for Powell, they dropped to two matches, first to Lander on Friday and then against the Warland Warriors on Saturday at home. The Panthers playing without a couple of their seniors on the team who were out, one with an injury, one with sickness. They ended up dropping that match against Lander 25-13, 25-17, and 25-17. But against Warland at home, the Panthers actually took the first game in a matchup against one of the top teams out of the conference. They won 26-24, but the Warriors took the next three, 25-13, 25-19, and then 25-21. As the Panthers will be in action coming up later on today, tonight in Cody, and then they'll take on Buffalo at home this Saturday beginning at 6 p.m. For the Panthers swim team, they ended up in a triangular last weekend in Cody and ended up taking first place, 461 to Cody's 358.5, and Warland at 251.5, as coming out on top. They include Addison Moretti in the 200 free, Elizabeth Liggett in the 200 IM in the 100 free, Emma Carhu took the 1 meter six dives, Grace Sapp won the 100 backstroke, Emma Mitchell the 100 breaststroke. Also, the team of Sapp, Mitchell, Lucia Harder, and Croy Tryon also won the 200 medley relay with a time of 2:03.28. As the Panthers get ready for a matchup against Cody coming up today, and then they'll have a home quad coming up this Saturday. And the Panther cross country team also in action over the weekend on Friday, competing at Sheridan. And for the Panther girls and boys, both coming out on top. Panther girls at the top runner, Cabrie Cannon, and she posted a time at 21:12.09. Also, Panthers' Megan McKean finished in fourth place, while Gabby Thomas finished in sixth. On the boys' side, the boys coming out on top, Daniel Merritt was the top runner for the Panther boys, as he finished in third place, Joey Hernandez with a fifth, and Chance Franks with a seventh place finish. As the Panthers will get ready now for the Warland Invitational. That'll take place coming up on Thursday. And we'll have more coming up right after this.